This is an iHeart podcast.
Have some fun on a Monday, and whoo boy, what a Monday it's going to be. It's going to be a blast tonight. Just as there's a lot to lay out here, allow me a moment to lay out what's coming. An hour from now, of course, Medal of Honor Monday is going to come an hour from now. We are watching them change the definition of words and tell us the sky is green right in front of our eyes. We'll talk about that. There's a bishop in Brooklyn who was robbed at gunpoint on camera. I watched it. It's amazing. We still have people losing their jobs over the vaccine stuff. We have ugly Ukraine news. And millennials, they don't leave home. We're going to have a long talk about that and much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I should probably address something right out of the gates first. Something that's difficult for me to talk about. I want you to know, before we get into the economic news, and look, we've been talking cannibalism, everything else, this is difficult for me, but maybe you're watching me right now on the simulcast. Remember, you can watch me do the show if you want. TheFirstTV.com/Jesse. You have to sign up. You got to pay for it, but you can watch me do the simulcast. But if you're watching right now on the simulcast, maybe you've noticed something. Maybe you've noticed my hair's pretty short. I'm just going to level with you. It's just you and me talking. Hey, it's just you and me talking. I got to get this off my chest. This weekend, I was swimming with the boys. Got out of the pool. Was drying the hair off. And the wife looked at the top of my head and says, "Baby, I think it's time. I think it's time to let it go." And I said, "You're crazy. That's what? You're nuts." And I walked inside and I gave myself a hard look in the mirror. And I swore to myself before I got to that mirror, I was going to be honest with myself about what I saw in the mirror. And I looked down and it wasn't good on the top of my head. I am 41 years old. This head of hair will not see 42. The hair is shorter than it's ever been now. And I'm even going shorter the next time and shorter the next time and shorter the next time. Jesse's hair is just about gone. Now, that's enough of that. Let's talk about the sky is green. Yeah, you're just going to have to strap in because, boy, is there a great example of this. I haven't told you this theory in a while on the radio, but man, if there ever was an appropriate time, I have this theory. I'll be frank, it's kind of stupid. Well, that's not true. It's accurate. If I had to do it over again, because I did it on the fly one night on the radio when I was sitting here, if I had to do it over again, I probably would change some things, but the point stands, and now the theory's been out there so long, people have written articles about it, so now I've just got to stick with it. I call it the sky is green theory. And this is what I mean. The sky is green. When you live in a society like we do, like you do, like I do, when you live in a society where your systems, your institutions, all of your cultural institutions get rotted, and they're all broken and corrupt, and none of them are even attempting to do their mission or their duty anymore. They're all just broken and rotted and corrupt. What happens is the system, like we have here, it works together. It works together. All the institutions work together to make, well, reality whatever they want it to be. They can make in the minds of, not you, I'm not worried about you, they're not worried about you, but in a large percentage of the population, The system is able to convince people of things they can see with their own eyes aren't true. It's because it comes at us from all sides. When the system works together and they're all lying and they're all telling the same lies, well, that's really, really bad. The sky is green. If the system decided tomorrow morning they wanted you to believe the sky is green, if they woke up and thought that was the way to go, well, you say that's crazy. No one would ever believe that. And you say that's crazy and no one would ever believe that because you can look up at the sky. You're probably looking at the sky right now saying, no, it's blue. Everyone can see that it's blue. Jesse, the sky is blue. No one would believe it's green. However, you're wrong because human beings are extremely susceptible to this stuff. The news would immediately be running stories night after night after night after night after night. It'd be oversaturated about this newly discovered green sky. Oh my gosh, look at the sky. Your favorite politician would be putting out a statement. It's so exciting to live in an America where we have discovered the sky is green. Not only that, oh, they would bring on scientists. Here's Dr. Nerd. He's been to college for 97 years and he's done a study. And this study proves that the sky is green. Oh, wait, here's Dr. Nerd's partner, Dr. Egghead. He has a study that backs up Dr. Nerd's study. Don't you see all the experts say the sky is green? Are you defying the experts? Your favorite athlete and entertainer would instantly have an Instagram video of, what's up, guys? It's Drew Brees. I'm just so excited that I found out the sky is green. Gonna go throw some footballs around under the green sky. Your child would learn about the green sky in grade school. Eventually, your child would have to sign off an acknowledgement that the sky is green if they wanted to graduate or get a good score on their final exam. Green sky, over, 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 and over again. And you can laugh and you can roll your eyes and you can mock it because it would never work on you. But understand something, it would work on a gigantic percentage of this population. Who's been telling you for a while that we're going to have a recession? A long time. In case you're wondering about that, this was me 27 months ago. We're not facing just the ticking time bomb of a virus that may explode through society. We are facing a ticking time bomb where businesses, banks, large and small, they're going to run out of money. And when they start running out of money, that creates a domino effect. He doesn't get paid back, and he doesn't get paid back, and he doesn't get paid back. And that cascades worse than any virus you've ever seen. That was me from 27 months ago. Oh, don't worry. I've been consistent. This is me 2 weeks ago. I believe we are heading into a Great Depression. I do. That's a longer clip, but I'll play it later. I've been telling you, we're already in a recession. And remember, a recession is, or hold on. I guess I should specify, a recession was right up until, yesterday. A recession was very easily definable. Two straight quarters, remember a quarter is 3 months, two straight quarters of an economy shrinking. That's it. Dollars and cents, easy to measure. Now, back to my sky is green theory, because I'm looking at something that's very interesting. The National Bureau of Economic Research, the NBER, it officially declares recessions. It's their job to declare whether or not we're in a recession, right? It says the two consecutive quarters of decline in real GDP are not how it's defined anymore. Man, so these guys just came out and said that? Well, at least that's not something that's going to catch on, right? I mean, surely there's not some corrupt system working together to tell you the sky is green.
A common definition of recession is two negative quarters of GDP growth, or at least that's something that's been true in past recessions. When we've seen that, there has usually been a recession. And many economists expect second quarter GDP to be negative. First quarter GDP was negative. So we could see that happen, and that will be closely watched. But I do want to emphasize what a recession really means is a broad-based contraction in the economy. And even if that number is negative, we are not in a recession now.
Oh, you don't think that's the only one I have, right? Are you ready to watch the sky is green come to life in front of your eyes? I will finish that in just a moment. This seems like a really, really appropriate time. Buy food! Have you ever seen pictures of the Great Depression? Have you seen pictures of people standing in line at soup kitchens hoping for a meal for themselves and their family? That's not some movie. That's not some alternate reality. That took place right here in the United States of America one century ago. And if you think it can't happen again, you are insane. All the ingredients are there for just such a rainy day. And I pray to God that my Patriot Supply is the one thing you get that you never use. I hope you get this 3-month emergency food supply, and I hope it sits there collecting dust for the next 50 years. But man alive, it might save your daggone life one day, or the life of your family. They have $150 off a 3-month supply for my listeners. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Get yours today. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go. Guard yourself and your family.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
And we can't have the historical, I believe people should be housed, but just don't house them on my block. Everyone's block is going to be impacted by this. And so we have to add our advocacy with our ability to help our neighbors. And we need everyone on board with this, you know, because as I stated last week, our schools are going to be impacted. Our healthcare system is going to be impacted. Our infrastructure is going to be impacted. But we're willing to do our job, and we're going to do our job, and we're going to need all New Yorkers to be with us on this.
Oh, New York City. Those illegal immigrants. Did you know illegal immigrants overwhelm a system? They overwhelm medical systems, and they overwhelm housing, and they overwhelm schools. Did you know that? Boy, how's all that, what's that word, compassion working out? Anyway, but back to, again, it's the Jesse Kelly Show, Medal of Honor Monday, 45 minutes from now. Got Amber Smith coming on a little over an hour from now to talk about the rot in the military, and I will take calls later in the show, but no general calls. I decided we're probably done with those. You know, I don't take calls most days anyway. I'll ask you a question later on in the show, and we'll have fun with that. But back to my sky is green theory. A recession has always been two straight quarters of shrinkage in the economy, period. That's what it was. Sky is green. Again, this is Janet Yellen.
A common definition of recession is two negative quarters of GDP growth, or at least that's something that's been true in past recessions. When we've seen that, there has usually been a recession. And many economists expect second quarter GDP to be negative. First quarter GDP was negative. So we could see that happen, and that will be closely watched. But I do want to emphasize what a recession really means is a broad-based contraction in the economy. And even if that number is negative, we are not in a recession now.
The sky is green. Oh, don't think she's the only one.
Two quarters of negative growth in a row, that's a recession.
Right, and certainly in terms of the technical definition, it's not a recession. The technical definition considers a much broader spectrum of data.
Well, see, technically, it's not. Look, you know, there are a lot of ins, there are a lot of outs. Oh, I could keep going. I'll go all day.
A way to define a recession is two consecutive quarters of declining GDP numbers. If that happens next week, will the White House view this country as being in a recession? And if not, what then would the White House, what would the definition be for the White House of a recession?
So these are great questions. What will the definition be?
One, here's a little helpful tip. You probably already know this, but whenever anyone says, that's a great question, these are great questions, they don't know how to answer the question. And they're saying that sentence out there because they're searching. Their mind is searching for a good answer to the question. He doesn't think it's a great question. In fact, he's very annoyed that he was even asked that question. Underneath, bubbling right underneath the surface, he actually wants that person to die for asking the question. But you have to say, well, I mean, that's a very good question. It's like me when I get home from golfing with the fellas and the wife says, how many beers did you have? I said, well, you know, that is actually a really good question. And I am glad you asked it. And I'll tell you, see, that's exactly what he's doing.
Well, in fact, that question is answered, but it's very obscure. So the National Bureau of Economic Research has a group called the Business Cycle Dating Committee.
By the way, we've had this talk before. Don't worry, I'll let him keep going. We've had this talk before. Remember, the truth is simple. If I come home tonight and I find an empty bag of chips in my son, in the room where my sons sleep, in their room, and I call them both up there because they're not allowed to have food up there. And I ask James, is that your empty bag of chips? And James says, nope. And I say, Luke, is that your empty bag of chips? And he says, you know, I was out walking the dog earlier. And then when we came back, we had a peanut butter sandwich for lunch. And I couldn't find... Whose chips were they? The truth is so simple. But of course... They'll make it technical. Wow, there's a lot of ins and outs.
Group that decide whether we're in a recession or not, and they do so in hindsight because the data come in with a bit of a lag. If you look at the variables that the Business Cycle Dating Committee uses, they tend to look pretty good. Consumer spending remains solid in part because both families and businesses have pretty solid balance sheets right now. Savings are still pretty accelerated. So if you look at consumer spending and if you look at jobs, this very strong job market in the background. That's a very useful buffer. But look, nobody, including especially the White House and especially Joe Biden, is going to sugarcoat any of this. We know exactly where we started.
Hey, don't expect Joe Biden to go out there and sugarcoat anything. He'd never say the sky is green.
We have some really good news. Gas prices are coming down. In fact, gas prices have fallen every day this summer for 38 days in a row. Now, you know, you can find gas for $3.99 or less in more than 30,000 gas stations.
Hold on. I'm sorry. We're going to have to start that over again. Did Joe Biden just get on camera and brag about $4 a gallon gasoline?
We have some really good news. Gas prices are coming down. In fact, gas prices have fallen every day this summer for 38 days in a row. Now, you know, you can find gas for $3.99 or less in more than 30,000 gas stations.
My truck that I traded in for my midlife crisis car had a 32-gallon gas tank in it. The President of the United States of America just got on camera and bragged that it would cost me over $120 to fill up my truck with gas. No, they're never going to sugarcoat anything, right? Oh, they're sugarcoating all of it, bunch of scumbags. All right. People are still losing their jobs. Something we don't realize, something we don't talk about enough because of all the insane mandate, vaccine mandate crap. People are still losing their jobs in this country. As I'm sitting here talking to you, someone listening to the sound of my voice is still facing the prospect of unemployment for a vaccine mandate that serves no purpose if getting the vaccine doesn't prevent you from spreading coronavirus. Remember, if the vaccine doesn't prevent you from spreading coronavirus, whether or not I get it has no bearing on you. It's purely a personal decision at that point in time. If the vaccinated people spread it, the mandate has no purpose, and yet the mandate is still here. Do you have any idea how many New York City workers are about to get fired? Do you have any idea how many military members are about to get fired? We'll talk about it in just a second. Hang on.
It feeds the rich while it buries the poor. say, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, I'm going to address me becoming a secret agent here shortly. What, Chris? I'm serious about this. We'll talk about that in a minute, but we do have to talk about something serious first. You know, Joe Biden got COVID last week, and since then has sounded kind of crappy, if we're being honest.
We have some really good news. Gas prices are coming down.
Okay, sounds a little stuffed up. Sounds like he's got a cold, not the end of the world. But people have asked me. In fact, we've had some communists email in. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We've had plenty of people email in, and this is what they want to know. Are you gonna send out thoughts and prayers to Joe Biden? Are you gonna wish Joe Biden the best? I wish him the best. You ready for this? You ready? I don't give a crap that Joe Biden has coronavirus. And I don't give a crap for a couple very specific reasons. First, it's not a big deal to get coronavirus. It's not. I understand it's a deadly virus, especially if you have comorbidities, lung issues. If you're super, super, super fat, that's a problem. I understand it has the potential to kill people in those situations. However, we are now at 2 years of pretending like this is the second coming of the Black Plague. I'm sorry. I see the numbers. It's just not that big of a deal. And you know why I know it's not that big of a deal? This is why I know it's not that big of a deal. Because the entire system, talk about the sky is green theory, has spent 2 years insisting that it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Very deadly. Millions. Let me ask you something. If there was a horrifically deadly disease tearing people apart and killing people in droves all around you, would you need the media or politicians to convince you of it? Or would you just instinctively know? 2 years ago, if you turned off the news and turned off the radio, would you have even known about coronavirus? You would have never even heard of it. And it certainly would not have affected your life. And you probably got COVID by now. I mean, we all got it. It's a microscopic virus. So that's one reason why I don't give a crap that Joe Biden has COVID. The second reason is this. I remember Joe Biden when Joe Biden was up there telling everybody and their brother that he was, well, I mean, look, let's just begin right here at the beginning. You're losing patience with me?
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
You've been patient, Dad? And now your patience is wearing thin? What you gonna do, Dad? You gonna ground me? You gonna take away my cell phone or something like that? Are you raising a hand and threatening me, Mr. President? I mean, you do understand, it doesn't matter what you feel about vaccine, no vaccine, whatever. You understand that the president of the United States of America speaking like that to the American people is actually frightening. That's a scary thing. That's not something that should happen in a free country. Anyway, I'll let him continue to scold us. I want you to know, though, he's losing patience.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us
freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
No, I mean, come on.
Because the people who are spreading the disease are basically the unvaccinated. We got to take care of it.
The second reason I don't care that Joe Biden has COVID is this headline right here. New York City mayor fires another 200 city workers over the COVID jab. 200 people. Maybe you're sitting there listening to my voice on the great 710 WOR in New York City right now, and maybe you're one of those people. And I don't need you to call in or email in or anything like that. I just want to tell you I'm sorry. Imagine that. Imagine the government paying pharmaceutical companies to rush a vaccine to market. Imagine the government then trying to make everybody take it, including people who didn't want, and imagine the end result of that mandate that doesn't make sense. Remember, if you can spread it when you're vaccinated, the mandate makes no sense. Imagine the end result of all that being you getting a call from your boss. Sorry, I know you have. I know you've had this great job, New York City sanitation. I know you've been working on your retirement, providing for your sister who needed medical. I know all these things, but sorry, you're fired. That is so incredibly unjust, and that we live in a nation where this is still taking place is an absolute disgrace in every possible way. And it's, look, it's more than New York City workers. 260,000 people in the military are currently facing discharge because of this insanity. 260,000 of them. 260,000 people left their home, went to go sign up for military service, signed up to put their lives on the line to serve this country. And then while they're in, Joe Biden gets elected and hands out this mandate because he's in charge of the military and he can do that. They can make you do whatever they want. He hands out this mandate. These 260,000, they went out and got the first shot and didn't feel comfortable getting the second shot, especially after how they felt in the first shot. And after all that life of service, signing up to serve your country, we're about to kick 260,000 of them to the curb. But wait, there's actually more. Do you have any idea which 260,000 those are? So many of them now are Army Rangers, Marines, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Air Force PJs. Our tip of the spear guys, our best and brightest, are now having their careers ended. And these aren't all 18, 19, 20 year old kids. That alone would be bad enough. Many of these people who are about to have their careers ended, they've been in for 12, 16 years. All that institutional knowledge, all that life of service, and it's gone. Today, you woke up, got some breakfast, went to work. Today, 200 people in the city of New York got handed a pink slip, and they're on the way home on the subway right now, trying to avoid getting stabbed and also trying to figure out exactly how they're going to pay the bills. You ask me, oh, what? Don't you want to wish Joe Biden the best? No, I don't. And don't think for a moment, communist, that you're going to do what you've done with me, that you're going to do the same thing with me that you've done with everyone else in the old right, the old Republican Party. Oh, that's not what Jesus would want. Listen, baby-killing demon, don't think for a minute you're ever going to try to quote Jesus' words to me as some sort of appeal to my humanity as you tear through every single part of this society like a blowtorch through butter. Up yours. I'm not wishing him the best at all. You know who I'm wishing the best to? 200 New York City workers who got fired. You know who I'm wishing the best to? 200, a quarter million people in the military about to have their careers ended because of this insanity and idiocy. All right. Speaking of insanity and idiocy, the New York Times wants to talk to us about cannibalism and me becoming a secret agent and you leaving your hometown. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's talk about giving back in the hard times, because obviously we know we're going into hard times, right? You know, Tunnel to Towers has already broken ground on its Do Good Village. That's what it's called. It's down in Lando Lakes, Florida. You see, a very generous human being gifted them a gigantic chunk of land. And what did Tunnel to Towers do with it? Did they choose to do something that would make them a bunch of money? Nope. They chose to build over 100 homes. They're building an entire community there for Gold Star widows, for wives who will never see their husbands again, for children who will never see mom or dad again, and first responder families. How awesome is that? Go to Tunnel to Towers and give $11 a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You won't ever know what's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. $11 a month.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
And you know how it is.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up about 10 minutes from now. And yeah, we're going to talk about cannibalism here in a second because the New York Times wants us to. But look, I'm gonna do something I hadn't planned on. This just popped into my head. You know how I encourage you to run for office? And I don't mean national office. I mean local. Get on your school board. Get on your city council. Run for sheriff. We have to become activists like they are. And I know, and I know how you feel sometimes when I tell you that, because you email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and you let me know. You say, hey, Jesse, I can't do it. I'm not qualified. Jesse, I'm not qualified. Jesse, I don't know how the school board works. Jesse, I don't know how the city council works. This human being is a United States congressman.
We have worked hard to ensure the Ninth Amendment and the equal protection of the law are viable parts of American society and constitutional rights. I rise today to promote H.R. 40, the Commission to Study Slavery and Develop Reparation Proposals, as a way of redress, repair, and restoration for the 246 years of slavery. I think it is important and an important moment for the country to pause and understand this historic moment in our history of the contributions that slaves made, including building this very place, the United States Capitol, and the White House, and as well the economic engine that they created when making cotton king.
Oh, yes. That's Sheila Jackson Lee, Houston's very own Sheila Jackson Lee. I wonder if there's a way to have members of Congress tested for IQ. Chris, let me put this out to you. Who do you think's dumber? Sheila Jackson Lee or AOC? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. What? You think she Jack's dumber? Man, Chris, go ahead and dig up some highlights of AOC, buddy. AOC's really, really dumb. And you know how you can tell AOC's super dumb? It's the long pauses in how she speaks. If she does all these, she's really great on social media because she's kind of hot. And people tune into Instagram or whatever she does. I don't know. I'm obviously not a subscriber. But you can tell when she talks that you could tell she's having to search through her very, very through the three active brain cells she has. She's searching for information that make her sound better. It doesn't work. Do you have something on AOC? Play it.
Pride, I wanted to have a note on gender inclusivity in Spanish language. People sometimes like to make a lot of drama over the term Latinx, but even before Latinx, people were trying to do this like,
okay, hold on. One of the best things about that is Latinx. She's trying to make a Spanish accent on a word that ain't Spanish. This is a word that liberal white college women came up with in the United States of America, but now it's Latinx. All right, I can't wait to talk about being a secret agent. Before we get to that, though, do you feel as if the system is beginning to prepare you for hard times? Now, maybe it's just in my head, but I really feel like I have noticed a lot more articles and news stories about eating bugs. Eating plants. Is it just in my head? Because it really feels like I've been told over and over and over and over again, especially in the last year, that bugs are delicious. Bugs are nutritious. Oh, plant-based. Go vegan. And now, on top of that tapestry that's being woven, now the New York Times is the biggest newspaper in the United States of America, and this is the headline, A Taste for Cannibalism. What? A case for cannibalism? Is that really what they're going to try to sell us on now? All right, let's get to some Ask Doctor. Not Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Let's get to some emails because it's Medal of Honor Monday coming up. And I don't want to get into the dark, depressing stuff soon about what's happening with Ukraine and Russia and the international trafficking rings that are benefiting from all this. And I don't even want to talk about these demons right here.
Right now, we are witnessing the beginning of one of the most significant events in human history, the clean energy transition. It is long overdue, and it can't progress fast enough.
Okay. That's talking about the death of a billion people, but okay, we'll move on from that. Jesse, they quoted something I said online, and here's what I said online. I really want a safe deposit box. Shut up, Chris. I really want a safe deposit box. One of the secret ones, right? I want a secret safe deposit box. I've never had one of those. And I really want guns in there and cash in there. Quit rolling your eyes, Chris, and fake passports in there. Because every single time I watch one of these spy movies or one of these secret agent movies, I feel like I need one of those. What, Chris? What's to stop me from doing it? Well, one, the fake passport thing is most definitely illegal, and I wouldn't even know where to go to get a fake passport. And so, not that I want a fake passport, but I mean, I should have been a secret agent. And this person wrote in to make fun of me for being 6'8" and saying how many giraffes are secret agents. You people, you're so naive and childlike. I hide in plain sight. Don't shake your head, Chris. Look, if I'm not blending into the crowd, and there's some, you know, the Chinese spy agency, whoever that is, and look, picture me walking through the streets of Beijing, all right? And I'll have a... No, Chris, hear me out. I know I'm too tall. Hear me out. I'll have a sweet, like, dapper trench coat on, of course. And I'll... Don't shake your head, Chris. And I'll have a suit and tie on and have one of those sweet hats like Humphrey Bogart or the old actors used to have. And I'll be smoking a cigarette. It won't be a real one. I don't want lung cancer, but it'll be a fake spy cigarette with a camera in it, and I can actually light up cigarettes and then spy on people. Chris, this is a good idea. And I'll have gadgets and, oh, you need to know, oh, who's this tall guy? They're never going to suspect me, because who would be a spy if you're 6'8" and definitely not a spy in China where everyone there is 5'1"? What, Chris? CIA will make me learn about white rage. Maybe I won't be for the CIA. Don't we have other agencies, right? I mean, there's other spy agencies here. I have to... Oh, man, they probably all suck now. You know what? That's fine. I'll run an independent spy agency. Kelly Spies. We'll advertise online, and we'll get people in. It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. You know what else I would carry through Beijing? My hero gun, in case somebody attacked me. Now, hear me out. Why not have a non-lethal gun with you as a spy? It'd be the last thing they would expect. Some bad guy in Chinese, in the Chinese spy agency, whatever they're called, comes at me. Pop, pop, two shots to the chest with my hero gun. Hit him with the chemical pepper balls while he's sitting there. Oh my gosh, don't hurt me, Jesse. He's only saying this in Chinese. You wouldn't understand it. Otherwise, I'd speak Chinese to you. Instead, I drag him into the alley, interrogate him for more information. If you would like to join me in Beijing with your hero gun, you can. You have to go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Remember, don't worry if you're not an expert spy shot like me. It has a laser sight on it. Just point and squeeze. It's easy. All right? State restrictions may apply. Okay. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Now, I'm going to ask you something. I'm not going to ask it till next hour after Medal of Honor Monday, but it's going to be a question about an adventure you've had in your life. Don't start calling yet. We're not even taking calls yet. I want you to think about the most dangerous thing you've ever done or some crazy adventure you or your family have gone on. And the reason I bring this up is I look at this headline, and 2/3 of millennials, they don't stray from where they grow up. 80% of people are within 100 miles of where they grow up. And maybe that's your story. But we're going to have a talk about that next.
This is an iHeart podcast.